For the first time since I started doing these reviews, I've been privileged to be given early pre-release access to a film, along with the press release. I'd love to say that the film in question is a masterpiece of cinema, that it's a film that will go down in history as one of the greats, but I can't. The press release describes this film as a wacky romantic comedy. The problem they have is that they try too hard to dial up the wacky and it pollutes the rest of the film. What romance there is diluted to almost nothing, and I just didn't feel anything when the characters were declaring their love or saying how they felt about each other. As soon as I started watching this movie, I felt like I'd gone back to the 80s. It almost seemed like the studio making the film had taken all of their favourite parts of the wacky comedies of the 80s, like Caddyshack and the National Lampoon series, and tried to remake them for the modern era, and it just doesn't work. The story seems rushed, there's little or no character building, and the comedy is simply not funny. In fact, the funniest bit is the outtakes at the end of the film, and if you are going to watch this film, I would recommend watching the outtakes, because they are pretty good. Jessica Biel's character is a wishy-washy, bland person, and her journey's just not believable. Her performance is not good, and that's a real shame, because her previous performances in Hitchcock and Total Recall and Blade Trinity were actually rather good to watch. And it's a real shame, because this was just a very poor performance. Her boyfriend slash fiancé, Scott, is played by James Marsden. Now, you may know that name from the X-Men films where he played Cyclops. Opinion was divided on him in those films, and I'll be honest, I wasn't a fan. Unfortunately, this film has not endeared me to him at all. See, Jake Gyllenhaal may be one of the most varying actors in Hollywood. He may be one of the most versatile people in film at the moment. He seems to choose parts deliberately because they're so different to all the others that he's played. It's like he's studiously avoiding being typecast. I mean, movies like Donnie Darko, Brokeback Mountain, the recent Oscar-nominated Nightcrawler, and of course Southpaw that's being released later this year, all attest to this style of work. I think it's safe to say, though, that after this performance, he won't be getting typecast in many, if any, romantic comedies. There were problems with this film from day one. The original director walked out before it was finished, and for me, this shows in the final product. It's disparate in styles and seems to not know which direction it wants to go, and this is a real shame. The idea behind the film of universal healthcare for all is very topical in America at the moment, with Obamacare making massive headlines, and it could have been dealt with so much better than it was, and the film could have been done so much better. It may not be the worst film I've ever seen, but to give it any more than 2 out of 5 would feel like I was lying to the cinema-going public. To be honest though, even 2 seems like I'm being generous. It's not a film I will be watching again.